For 9 consecutive mornings in the lead-up to Christmas, the most dedicated Filipino Catholics make their way to church at the crack of dawn. It's a tradition called Simbang Gabi, and Filipinos continue it all over the world, as Father Dado Harbour explains.
Wherever Filipinos are, they continue the tradition. So obviously here in Australia, they've imported as well the tradition. So here at the church, they have it at 5:30, which is a little bit late already compared to what they have in the Philippines, 4 o'clock, or in some parishes, 4:30. But it's a beautiful time, a quiet time to pray and to prepare ourselves in preparation for Christmas.
The tradition was introduced by the Spanish during their near 400-year rule of the Philippines. The Filipino Chaplaincy of Chatswood Parish in Sydney's north organises its own Simbang Gabi. It's a chance for the community to gather and continue the traditions they hold so dear. FCCP Coordinator Ditas Naguit says it's important to continue these traditions.
It's very important for us because the tradition, it reinforces our values of faith and of freedom that we could practice it here as well. Filipinos are rich in tradition and rich in customs, and I think it's easier, an awareness of what we do helps us also to assimilate with the rest and understand that they also have customs and traditions.
The Philippines is the third largest Catholic country in the world, and with nearly 250,000 Filipinos in Australia, it's no surprise that Simbang Gabi has made its way down under. Father Harbour says he's proud to be part of it.
I feel proud in a way that we are the ones leading into this practice, into this tradition, and slowly the rest of the country, I believe, is also understanding this as part of their own tradition, Catholic tradition, that they could also adapt in their own life as Christians.
Simbang Gabi originated in the 17th century, with the masses originally held at dawn so that the farmers could attend mass and break their fast before heading off to work in the fields. And like any Filipino celebration today, there's plenty of food involved. Traditional Filipino foods and hot drinks adorn the tables outside the church so that after the churchgoers emerge as the sun comes up, friends can feast. One of those churchgoers is Peter Walden.
Well, my wife's a Filipino and, we found out about this last year and came along, and it's just a really nice way of celebrating Christmas. You know, the European way is, you know, you get mainly prepared for Christmas presents and parties and whatever, and then you... And then you have Christmas and you lie down exhausted. This is another way of getting exhausted. This is coming for 9 days in the morning at 5:30, and it's just a lovely way to prepare, a proper way to prepare for Christmas, for the true meaning of Christmas.
Mr. Walden says he can feel the excitement in the community.
I think so. They're excited. You can feel it here. I mean, and I'm pretty sure the people who have never been before can feel that too. It's really nice. It's good for me personally, and I see everyone around here. You look at the spirit that's here. Communities have been created. It's a wonderful thing to see, so you can't help but be affected by that.
9 consecutive dawn masses could take its toll, but the faithful believe it's worth it, as Father Harbour explains.
They say if you complete the 9 days of dawn masses or Simbang Gabi, whatever wish, whatever intention you have will be fulfilled if you complete the whole 9 days.
Just reward, they say, for the sacrifice of this traditional Christmas preparation. Matt Connellan, SBS News.